Victory and high praise.
Oh, man. That's good.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like Joshua Mills says, just stay in the spirit of worship. Stay in the spirit of worship. Hallelujah. Keep your flower open to receive the seed. Lord, we got a mighty message tonight, straight from Father God on crowns.
All right.
It's going to be a crazy, wild adventure in the glory.
Yeah.
Maybe if someone can help out a little bit with the camcorder, maybe just make sure it's working right and it's focused and all that.
But the baby's leaving.
If you want to move, check it first.
Make sure you're like on.
You guys doing okay out there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A lot of worship. Everyone good in internet land?
Hallelujah.
Cyber Church, Joel's Bar Cyber Church, staying drunk, permawacked on the bliss, on the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Anybody see anything during worship?
What?
Yeah, Penny, what'd you see?
Saw some good dancing.
Where's she at?
She can't talk right now. She's in the
picture.
Wow. I saw three angels.
Three angels?
And they were boogieing down.
They're dancing with us.
Oh, man, they were really dancing.
They're really dancing.
Yeah, I'm going to dance like someday. Then you can float around.
Oh, man. Those little guys. In the glory. That's good. Yeah. You guys feel a breakthrough? Anybody feel blockages in their soul during worship?
Mm.
That's what we're gonna really deal with tonight, with crowns. You got a river in you. And the Bible says, before we get into crowns, it's important to understand crowns. You need to understand that you've already been made full. Colossians 2:10.
Oh.
We'll just flip open our Bibles. You guys got your Bibles? I got a Bible. I got like 50 of them over here. If you don't got one, so you just grab one off the shelf and puff it.
Glory.
Jesus.
Yeah, there's like 50 translations over there. We're blessed. Highly favored. I'm drunk. Very drunk. Hallelujah.
There we go.
This week was really, really intense. A lot of acceleration, just a lot of breakthrough, a lot of possessing the second heavens and just occupying our territory there. And just seeing the kingdom of God forcefully advance in Minneapolis. It's just been such a blissful week, such acceleration, just absolutely amazing stuff. We were out in public the other day. Public. We leave our house and it's always a circus. Circus, that's the clean way to put it, but it's more like a carnival. More like carnies. Because carnies are the scariest.
Wow.
You know it's true, carnies. Carnival comes to town and it's like, keep your children away from those guys. But we've redeemed that in the glory. But it's just as scary as just in the books. Thank you, Lord, for the drunk carnival full of wacky clowns and unicorns and everything else. We're out in public. We're out in public about 3 days ago, and we were sitting there, and the server says, "You guys smoking in here?"
He freaks out.
And
he looks over Brandon's shoulder. He's like, "Huh." I saw smoke.
He did.
Yeah. He said he saw smoke. I looked at Penny and just yelled out or something, "It's the glory."
It's
the glory.
Just before that, the two guys that we were sitting next to, because we were in a bar, one of them actually, smokes weed, and he said that, "I just tell people that I'm high on God. You smoking weed." And we're like, then we start going into Drunken Glory, and they're laughing hilariously. And
yeah, well, they all got whacked and touched mightily by God, and they're like, "Well, I'm feeling high," and the server saw the smoke in the cloud, and it was coming out of my back. It felt like a 135-mile-an-hour cloud. Like, if you know, like, when you're in an airplane and you're flying through the clouds,
yeah.
That's what it felt like, except I'm sitting still, and it's flying through me, out of my rich treasure of glory, through my soul, manifesting. It came so strong, the mist was so strong. It's so misty in Minneapolis now, and it came so strong that it literally physically materialized in the heathen. This guy saw the smoke and the cloud and the mist, and he thought we were smoking cigarettes indoors. But we told him it's the glory. It's the glory. The glory is physically manifesting through the sons of God.
Thank you.
Who are these clouds that fly along? Who are these that, like doves to their nests? What is this love cloud? It's God inside you manifesting.
What did you see? Tonight I saw a lot of different experiences of going out of body and flying around.
I gotta tell you something later. That's high praise.
It's good. All right, yeah. There's such a cloud here right now. If you guys just tip your heads back and breathe in deeply through your mouth gate, what's on the outside will come in the inside and mix with the fullness inside and the outside, so the wheels within and the wheels without. You're the same atmosphere outside as you are inside your spirit. The best part of you shines and comes out and manifests, and you have high favor with everyone around you, because Almighty God lives inside your bodies, possesses your bones, your blood, your flesh, and your entire soul realm is possessed with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, that's the truth anyhow. Amen. Colossians 2:10 in the Amplified says, "And you are in him, made full, and having come to fullness of life in Christ, you too are filled with the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and reach full spiritual stature. And he is the head of all rule and authority of every angelic principality and power." Now, what does it say? "And you are in him, made full." Made full. "And having come to fullness of life in Christ, you too are filled with the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and reach full spiritual stature." Yes. You are already full. You will not get any more of God in your lives than what's already in your spirit. Fullness of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are joined with your spirit, and they need to manifest through the soul realm in a mighty way, infusing your personalities. And that way you get on the outside, you carry the glory, there's no inconsistency, he wipes every tear away to enter in that place of glory, to enter in the place of eternity, and then boom-ba, you manifest as a child of light, you look like Jesus, and the cloud starts coming out of you. You know, this is just normal Christianity, we're just getting right back into it. There's going to be 1 billion of these Jesuses down here in a short time. You know, maybe they're still in darkness now. Maybe, you know, this is a new to the body of Christ that you're already made full. But it's the truth. It's the Word of God. It's the Bible. It's what Paul was saying in Colossians 2. You're already full. Stop trying to get more. Reality of the cross that fully circumcised your soul once and for all. You have fullness in you already, manifested by yielding to the Spirit, shooting up revelation into your mind so you realize what's already in you. And then you let it out and people can feel it. People get high off. You carry a radius of intoxication. And this is a reality that we live in every day, demonstrating it, modeling it. John Crowder, demonstrator. Prophets are demonstrators. And it's not just for the prophets. It's for every man, woman, and child on the face of the earth. And it's a gift. You just receive it. You yield to it. And it manifests through you on the outside what's already in you. It's called a rich treasury of glory. Who do you think's been robbing it for 2,000 years?
Right.
Demons, hello, Nephilim. They've been sitting at your gates, robbing, stealing treasure out of that river that still flows from Eden, which is in your spirit. They sit there and rob. They pull the gems out. They pull the revelation out. They rob. They make you feel insecure. They make you anxious. They make you greedy. They sit there at your gates, and when the river's flowing through you because you have fullness inside you, they take those deposits, they take that gold, and they go and they exploit it and use it for the demon's kingdom. That's why he's called a thief. That's why he says that he only kills, steals, and destroys, because he's never created anything. He's only stolen what God's creating, because the church has just given it over to him because they don't have revelation of what the Bible says.
Jesus.
Right.
Amen. But now, I've got her so blazing torches in front of all of you that you're all going to get it. You're all going to come into fullness. You're all going to manifest like Jesus Christ on the mountain of transfiguration. And it's going to be a freaky light show. That's why it's likened to carnies. Because they look at you and they're like, man, you're weird. Yeah, you are weird. You're not even of this earth. You're not human anymore. You're a living creature of the divine class. You are a god. The Bible says, have I not called you gods? You are gods, little g's, but big g's. Amen? You gotta ask yourself, do you have a little g or a big g inside of you?
Yeah.
If you got a little g, that's a devil. You don't want one of those. You want big g. You manifest like big g in the earth. Jesus Christ said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He didn't say, if you've seen me, you've seen the little g. He's our model of normal sonship, normal Christianity.
Yeah.
You've seen me, you've seen big G.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're loyal and you worship God, right? I mean,
yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
But you gotta realize who's in you, because no one has a clue. We're all in this thing together.
Right.
Even the senior prophets are getting revelation of the mystic realm. No one has the fullness in themselves. They're all together. Everyone comes with their revelation to the table of the Lord and just feasts on it. And the whole body of Christ is edified and built up as a glorious throne in the earth, the tabernacle of God's fullness, manifesting through a bride of Christ, because she sits and communes with the Lord and eats from Him and drinks from Him. Hallelujah, and is intoxicated by Him and has a revelation of the love of God, which intoxicates. She hasn't taken the alcohol out of the grape juice and had communion with it. She drinks her wine. She drinks her milk. She's in the Word. She's got revelation. Therefore, she's not drinking Welch's. She's drinking Merlot.
Yeah.
Pinot Grigio. The real hard stuff, because she's intoxicated with reality. She's intoxicated with the third heaven, fully possessing her spirit and soul and flesh.
Yes.
And she looks like God.
Yes.
And there's going to be a billion of these ones shining. This is reality. You've already been made full. Colossians 2:10. Amen. You have to have that revelation to understand crowns in the spirit realm. Because the main thing we're going to be talking about tonight is crowns. Spiritual dominion, exercising kraktos dominion in the spirit. And you burn in the spirit. Every spirit in the spirit world sees your crowns. They see what you carry.
Mm.
You know, even some Christians are ignorant that they carry. They're just so humble. You know, they don't even realize they got three crowns on their head, and that's why all the evil spirits submit to them. But we are not ignorant of the things of God.
Right.
We need to know what we carry. We need to know who we are.
Yeah.
We need to know we're sons of the living God.
That's right.
Ephesians chapter 3. Let's decree a thing. Job 22:28, decree a thing, and it should be established. Amen. You'll find favor in the sight of the Lord. Decree a thing. It's a three-ring circus. It's a drunk circus. Father God is the circus master.
That's right.
It is the drunkest, wildest show on earth. And it's beginning to be birthed through some forerunners in the earth right now, but it's going to inebriate all creation with the love of Father God. His reality, the only reality, will become everyone's reality. All those phantoms that have been my rivals will be cast into the abyss and will be no more. Every evil spirit that's exploited your gates and sat there and have pulled out treasures from that river that flows out of your heart, that river that flows from Eden, they're being dealt with.
Amen.
They're being dealt with by awesome angel power, by priests in the order of Melchizedek, who know who they are in Christ, and who are raising up not an empire, but the kingdom of God.
Oh,
and
God.
Everyone is the priest, and everyone is the king who remains.
Thank you, Lord.
Billion. Imagine a billion Jesuses. That's reality. That is not a fantasy. That's what will take over and consume the earth. And Joel, they're a locust army devouring everything. What do you think they're devouring? Darkness with light.
Amen.
How much stronger is light than darkness? When you burn, the demon fries and gets cast into the abyss in chains, like it says in Psalm 149.
Amen.
And they're called the sons of golden oil in Zechariah, because their oil never runs dry.
Mm.
They don't have to get recharged.
Mm.
Oh, I just need to go to church on Sunday morning and get recharged, get my battery charged up. No revelation.
Mm.
Old covenant.
Ooh.
The new covenant, You have a rich treasury of glory in your inner man. The river of Eden, out of Eden, flows through here. The river of Daniel 7, the river of Ezekiel 47 that flows from the temple. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. Revelation 22, the river of life that flows through the garden. That garden is here. The Eden is here. Eden is in the Spirit, being in the Spirit. Those who are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. Mm-hmm. Those who commune with Father in their spirits and manifest the river are the sons of God with knowledge. And not just with knowledge, but with counsel, with might, with understanding, with revelation, with the fear of the Lord, and with the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord burning in front of them as a sevenfold Holy Spirit rainbow above them. Fullness, release it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everyone just take a big breath. It's a get to. Isn't that Godfrey Bertelsee awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that part. Some say you're too aggressive. Too aggressive towards their sin and demons.
Yeah.
With your wine press.
For sure.
For glory. Praise the Lord anyway.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not looking at the devil. If you look at the devil, you will be miserable.
Amen.
You need to look at Jesus. You're changed into what you have your vision on. You're gazing at the bridegroom lover of Song of Solomon. And you have those wine goggles on and you see how much he is in love with you. You see that the Song of Solomon is like the portal, the gate to understand all the 66 books of the Bible. You must see through the wine goggles. You must see through the blood. You must see through intimacy. Without that intimacy with the King, you cannot understand the kingdom.
That's right.
Amen. And the whole Bible is all about the kingdom and about the kingdom demonstration through your lives. It's all about sons of God from Genesis to Revelation. Amen.
Amen.
You know, getting restored to what Adam lost in the garden, you know? That's what's going on here. We're just learning how to be a spirit. Adam knew how to be a spirit. Adam just translating all over the place. Amen?
Yeah.
Ten in the garden. Going to Eden in the spirit. Going into a trance. Spiritually. His body remained here in the garden. You're not too far off. This thing is not so mystical that you can't have it today.
Amen.
Going into a trance, it's like going into the Spirit. It's like going into Eden. It's Eden. It's in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Yeah,
and you're led by the Spirit, and you are a Spirit.
Yeah.
And we're learning how to be a Spirit. Amen?
Yeah.
And we're going to model the thing for the whole earth to see on public display.
Oh.
It's bigger than MTV. It's bigger than CNN. It's bigger than Fox News.
Amen.
It might be the day of small beginnings now. But when people get the revelation that there's no high like the Most High, and that all that stuff about the glory, the drunk glory, the fullness, the restoration of all things, you won't be able to put them in churches. There won't be churches big enough. Since there'll be such a mass desiring the glory, because the glory is like the crack. It's more addicting than any substance on earth. The glory is like crack. It's like the Lord told me about 8 months ago. He said, you see these crackheads out here in Broadway, North Minneapolis. They smoke crack. They get a counterfeit glory experience for 25 minutes.
Amen.
He says the high you get in the physical on crack cocaine is 25 minutes of glory experience, goosebumps in the sanctuary. That rush.
Oh, hallelujah.
But the glory is the real thing. Crack's the counterfeit. That's why the cross is the crack of heaven.
Right.
The real thing.
Yeah.
It's more intoxicating. It's more pleasurable. It's more blissful. It's more real.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have phantoms in your soul manipulating you, going from confusion to confusion. You can literally believe the Bible and go from glory to glory.
That's right.
Be a body wholly filled and flooded with God Himself. Like it says in Ephesians 3:16. May He grant you out of the rich treasury of His glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit Himself, indwelling your innermost being, your personality. May Christ, through your faith, actually dwell, settle down, abide, make His permanent home in your hearts. What are hearts? It's your spirit. Hearts are spirit. It's that simple. May you be rooted deep in love. Amen. Rooted deep in the wine cellar of Song of Songs.
Wow.
And founded securely on love. So this is entry-level Christianity, getting into the glory, getting into the wine cellar. Right?
Right.
But once you're in there, you remain there. Amen. You learn to be a spirit. You know, you learn to be transfigured, transformed, all that jazz, by just remaining in intimacy in the wine cellar, living wholly inebriated on the blood of Jesus. Transfiguration takes place through intimacy. Intimacy is the wine. You're drinking the Lord, and He's changing you from the inside out into what He is in your spirit. Hallelujah. Shaka. May Christ, through your faith, actually dwell. Bam. Settle down, abide, and make His permanent home in your spirits. May you be rooted deep in love and founded securely on love, that you may have the power and be strong to apprehend and grasp with all the saints, God's devoted people, the experience of that love. Amen. It's experiential. You must experience the wine cellar. It's not a formula for the soul, people. It is something you drink into your spirit and inebriates your soul and flesh. Because your flesh is your base nature. It's your lowest nature. Now, it's good. It's good flesh. Amen? But it's last. Spirit, soul, and flesh is how the river flows. So if there's stuff not calculating, not clicking, not getting in the soul is just like throws it out. Gives it to the demon. The demon takes the treasure from the river of Eden that flows and goes and uses it for the devil. That's how the devil got most of his kingdom today. By Christians just letting Satan have the river. I don't want these gifts you've given me. I don't want this praise and worship gift, this prophet gift. I don't want to be up in front of people. I'm embarrassed. I don't want to worship with that style. It's out of my comfort zone. Demon just comes and takes that big gem right out of your river that flows out of your spirit, runs and gives it to Ozzy Osbourne.
Whoa.
That's how it works.
Heavy.
That you may, okay, we're in verse 19, Ephesians 3. That you may really come to know practically through experience for yourselves the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience. That you may be filled through all your being, unto all the fullness of God, may have the richest measure of the divine presence, and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God Himself. Amen?
Yeah,
amen.
Power.
Amen. In the glory. In the glory. So, let the angels wipe all your tears away. There's no shame. You know, we're all coming out of deep darkness together. Just let the angels take all that filth and throw it into hell. Amen. And just shine. No reason to dwell on your past. You wasted enough time already dwelling on that nonsense. Just get into the glory and let it burn and fry your soul, again, glorified. Amen. And just remain in the wine cellar. Just keep drinking. Just keep drinking. Just keep drinking. Drink, 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 drink. All right, crowns in the glory. The exercise of the divine nature dominating the world, the spirit world. So what are crowns? All right, we're going to talk about crowns. I know there's a lot of teachings out there in the prophetic and in the apostolic and in the glory stream about crowns, and a lot of good stuff. All right, so you got to like mix all that with mine and just kind of swirl it around there in the fire, and you'll be blessed. Amen. So I'm definitely not the authority on this matter, but I have a little revelation, and there's a lot of good material out there from other apostles and prophets who will bless you severely in the drunken glory. Yeah, why don't you share your crown dream first as an intro?
Okay, so, I had a dream, probably just before you got the crowns.
Alright.
Yeah. It was
Yeah.
Okay, just before you got the crowns, I had this dream where I went into a pirate cave, and there's lots of treasure, and like there's pirate costumes, and I picked out this silver, like white gold crown that had a red piece, like that go right here, and I also match it. They both had the red circle. And when I put the crown on, like, it was some kind of, like, power infusion. Like, I became one with the crown, and the crown enabled me to have power, like, over people, actually. Over the situation. And the other thing that happened was that everything that I looked at was as if I had just put on red-tinted sunglasses. Everything was glazed in red. And then it got knocked off of me, and I ended up I ended up basically worshiping the person who had, kind of worshiping, like serving the person who had gotten it and put it on. And like a couple things and revelations about this dream is that the round piece and the style in which this was, the style in which they were created, like what they looked like, was the sign of Ra, the Egyptian god. And Ra is actually the sun god, and we are manifested sons of God. And the blood of Jesus glazes everything, and you become
glory.
And Brandon will talk about the different crowns, but like, when you have a crown, a specific crown, it's like you have authority in that matter. You have the power of that. Like, as a king, you have that crown, you have that signet ring, that gives you power over situations. And in the dream, it was supernatural power. It wasn't just, I command you to do this and you have to do it. It wasn't just, I have an army that makes you do it. It was, I'm going, you know? And you can lose your crowns. Which is not cool at all. I mean, I repent for losing my crown. And you basically, you lose your crown. But whoever has that crown, you're basically under that person. Like, in that matter. Like, if they have the crown of bliss, and, I mean, you... You obviously don't have the crown of bliss. I mean, you can tell when you have the crown of bliss. Or the crown of joy. The person who has that crown and is obviously manifesting that, the glory in that, the glory is like coming out of them in that domain and that dominion over Shingding.
Yeah, over Shingding.
Yeah.
The shift.
So the person. Okay, so then if you're not wearing the crown, other people have that crown. Basically, they have a authority in the spirit that you don't. However, if a demon basically is the one who takes your crown and they have your crown, you have basically skipped over into idolatry, where they have become your lord and your master because they have your crown.
Ooh, ooh. Heavy, heavy, heavy.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Heavy.
Alright, we'll teach about that a little bit more. Alright, and just so everyone knows, we got the crowns, like the study guide with the verses, and 15 crowns that I've found in scripture, and 15 distinct crowns. I know there's other teachings on 3 crowns, 6 crowns, 12 crowns, whatever. Literally give me 15 crowns. And so I'm going to teach on these. And if you want the study guide, you can go to our homepage. If you're watching online, it's redlittermin.com. And right under Penny and I token the ghost with a smiley face is a PDF download for crowns. We just put it on there today. So we want you all to get your crowns back. And if you have a couple crowns, there's more crowns to be attained.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Oh. To get to. Amen. So crowns are the exercise of the divine nature dominating the spirit world. The first crown is the crown of righteousness. This crown is imputed into every Christian when they're born again. You immediately, by the blood of Jesus, the Lord your righteousness, have that crown put on your head by an angel when you are born again, when you let the Lord come into your heart, like Saul on the road to Damascus. Every conversion is like that in the spirit. A ball of light goes into you, whoosh, God. You become possessed with Father, Son, Holy Spirit in your spirit. You may not feel it. A lot of people do feel it. You know, if you don't feel it at first, you'll feel it later because the river is going to flow out of Eden. Amen. So, you know, it's going to flow through your flesh because that's the final gate to manifesting in the world. So, the crown of righteousness is imputed into every Christian upon being born again. Being born from above, being born in heaven, having your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life and coming out of hell, coming out of the Necronomicon into the Book of Life and the glory. And the crown of righteousness is 2 Timothy 4:8. And here it is. As to what remains henceforth, there is laid up for me the victor's crown of righteousness. For being right with God and doing right, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me and recompense me on that great day. And not only to me, but also to all those who have loved and yearned for and welcomed his appearing, his return. 2 Timothy 4:8, the crown of righteousness. You can lose the crown of righteousness by sin and by religion. Dead works will make you lose your crown of righteousness. You go into trying to do it yourself, Levitical style priesthood, you forfeit your salvation in Christ Jesus. You forfeit, you might be saved, but you forfeit your crown of righteousness, right? You lose your rewards. That's how some people make it in. And they get in there, they're in outer darkness, and they have no rewards, but they made it into heaven. Come in, into my heart, you go into the double doors of the Lord Jesus Christ, literally going into his heart. Now this is what happens when people die. It says in Hebrews, to be absent from the body is to be present from the Lord, and is for a man to live once and then the judgment. Amen? So it's this is outer darkness for a person who's lost their crown of righteousness, because this is the first and foremost crown. This is salvation crown. You can lose this crown of righteousness, not necessarily your salvation, but your crown of righteousness by sin, by dead works, by being religious. Now, what takes the place of the crown of righteousness? If you lose it, now you see you're genuinely born again. You're genuinely born from above. You go into religion. Now, a lot of people get their crown of righteousness knocked off within the first 2 weeks of being born again. Boom. And go right into religion, dead works. Have 3 years of dry time, and maybe later on they'll find the river. Right? But check it out. When you get your crown of righteousness knocked off you by going into religion, dead works, you trying to strive and strain and fast your way into heaven and work your way into heaven and all this nonsense of the demon, then you literally get the crown of pride, which is the power of the religious demon.
Yeah.
That crown comes on you. And the more and more you walk in these crowns, the more deeply they're embedded into your soul.
Yeah. In the dream, it was like I was fused to the crown. The crown was fused to me.
Yeah. So, you know, this is an important reason why you need to understand there's an iron scepter to the overcomers in the book of Revelation. Amen? Seven churches in Revelation 2, Revelation chapter 3. Now, if you want to write these notes down, or, you know, we'll have it recorded online so you can go through this multiple times so you can get it and manifest it.
Yeah.
But it's important you understand this crown, these crowns, if you have a crown of pride on your head and you're in religion, all right? Now, I know a lot of people that are about to come into the kingdom are about to come out of religion. We got a lot of deliverance amongst the Pharisees. A lot of our families are into religion. They are going to get delivered because you guys are deliverers.
Amen.
You guys are Moseses. You guys are Jesuses. You guys are deliverers. That's why you've been persecuted your whole lives.
Amen.
Now, check this out. So, the overcomers in Revelation get an iron scepter. That iron scepter of the overcomer can dash to pieces the crown of pride. That's why you get to a level where you recognize I'm walking in the crown of righteousness, not my works, but he who possesses me. I'm in the wine cellar. Yeah. Religious people don't even want to come near you. Because
oh,
right, you,
right,
you know
wow.
you got an iron
that's
scepter,
right.
Wow.
That's right.
And you know they got a crown
Amen.
Of pride.
Wow.
And by the sword of the Lord, wham, and you break and dash their crown to pieces,
wow.
no matter how deeply embedded that crown of pride is on their skull.
That's
right.
true.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen. And then, you know, and then, you know, you put that crown of righteousness back on them, help them get their crown back from
yes.
the demon that stole it, you
right.
know, whatever.
Amen.
So that's the first crown, the crown of righteousness. Second crown is the crown of life.
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
Crown of life is found in James 1:12. Blessed, happy, to be envied is the man who is patient under trial and stands up under temptation. For when he has stood the test and been approved, he will receive the victor's
wow.
crown of life,
wow.
which God has promised to those who love him. Now, notice, the crown of righteousness is called to the victor.
Yeah.
The crown of life is for the victor, to those who are victorious. It's the same language that's in Revelation 2 and 3 for those who overcome. What are they overcoming? Religion,
yes.
works, Babylon the Great, man. They're overcoming, you know, the flesh. The soul, and becoming a spirit, wholly flooded, filling, manifesting the soul realm, flesh realm, and they're an overcomer. Sons of God. Sons of God. The crown of life. Amen. So this crown is attained, hallelujah, through perseverance. Perseverance. Continuously yielding to the spirit. Spirit good, spirit good, spirit good. Demon bad, sin bad. Spirit good, spirit good. Obedience, obedience, obedience. Loyalty to get to you. Growing in the spirit. Growing in maturity. Growing... become a mature spirit, to become a son. That's how the crown of life is placed on you. Perseverance under trial, tribulation, persecution. You've received the victor's crown of life. Now, another crown is the crown of glory.
Oh, yeah.
The crown of glory is found in 1 Peter 5:4. And then when the chief shepherd is revealed, you will win the conqueror's crown of glory. Amen. The conqueror's crown of glory. Now the glory is everything.
Yes.
For the gospel in 1 Timothy 1:11 in the Emphasized Bible, the gospel is the happy message, the glad message about the glory of the happy God.
Woo. Does
that mean you have to overcome before you die? Yeah. Yeah, that does mean that. That means you do have to overcome some stuff by what he has imparted and imputed into you by faith. So it doesn't mean you're working at it. It's simply meaning you're yielding to the river. You're yielding to bliss. You're yielding to spirit out of your Eden, out of your intimacy with the four of you that's in you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and you live in your body, out of yielding to them, that reality coming up in the spirit river coming up, it manifests and you overcome stuff and you get crowns and rewarded for what Jesus did. So you're not working for anything. You're simply getting rewarded for yielding what Jesus did. You know, it's like basically like just opening a present that God gave you. It's like, here's everything. Here's the cross. Here's the cross of Christ crucified. You're co-crucified with him. You're co-buried in this one grave. And you're co-raised. And you're co-resurrected, seated in Christ, with Christ in heavenly places, Ephesians 2:6. And it's like, that's imparted into your spirit, man, infused. Any man being the Lord, he's one spirit with the Lord at salvation. That's the, immediately upon confession of faith. That's the reality in the spirit. That is the only reality. The soul doesn't realize it. Sometimes the soul does if you have a dramatic conversion. You know, like Paul, or I had a dramatic conversion where I was electrocuted for 3 months at Teen Challenge. So you're aware that the soul is getting nuked, the flesh is getting nuked, something, everything's changed in your life. Often that's very dramatic. If you're a counterfeit spiritual before a Christian, then it's oftentimes electricity, power, lightning to take care of those devils and demons. And you're walking in the real stuff. The devil had you in the counterfeit, now you're walking with the Lord in the real thing. And that's often why, you know, if you're spiritual, you're in a new age, you're in the occult, and all those things previously to coming to Christ, you're often instantly real spiritual in the Lord, and you grow real fast because you're fully aware that you're a spirit in the spirit world.
Wow, that's good.
All right. So it's the crown of glory. glory is God. The glory is the person of the Father. The glory is the person of Jesus. The glory is God. The glory is the Lord, the Spirit. The glory is fullness. The glory, yes. You can go to, you're in glory. You can go from glory to glory. You can grow in the glory. It's like growing as a spirit.
Wow.
Yeah. You go from one degree of glory to the next degree of glory. Stronger glory, stronger wine. Keep drinking. You're in the wine cellar. You're getting transformed in the mind and transfigured in your body. Going from glory to glory. And the crown of glory is on your head. Hallelujah. As you overcome, as you conquer. And what are you conquering? You're simply just getting rid of the death. Dying to death. Giving up the stuff that doesn't count for anything anyway. Let the fire of God burn out the wheat and the tares. Not the wheat, but the wheat won't burn. But the tares will burn. The wood, hay, and the stubble will burn in the soul realm. And it will burn in the spirit. And it will burn in your flesh and you'll be healed. Hallelujah. Because that's what the blood of Jesus does. Hallelujah. Be healed in Jesus' name. The crown of incorruptibility is found in 1 Corinthians 9:25.
Wow.
The crown of incorruptibility.
Yeah.
Now the only incorruptible thing, you know, the Lord is called incorruptible seed in Scripture. The only incorruptible thing in creation is God Himself. Everything that's not God is corruptible. It burns. Wood, hay, and stubble.
Yeah.
So this crown of incorruptibility is found in 1 Corinthians 9:25. Now every asterisks himself in all things. They do it to win a wreath that will soon wither, but we do it to receive a crown of eternal blessedness, incorruptibility that cannot wither. Amen? The crown of incorruptibility. Joel's army will never die.
No.
They'll do something greater than live for the Lord. They'll do something greater than die for the Lord. Been enough
That's
martyrs,
good.
Amen? They'll do something greater than die for the Lord.
That's
they'll
good.
Live for Him. Come
he
into fullness
died.
And be
oh.
invincible.
Oh.
Like some of the Jansenists.
Oh.
Could not stake Him. They'd be, you have a sledgehammer, bash them through their stomach, and it wouldn't even touch the, it wouldn't even splinter the skin. They'd take the same sledgehammer and hit the brick wall, go through the brick wall. It's the crown of incorruptibility.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
This crown is available.
Yes, Lord.
Now I'm telling you, Joel's army, these Jesuses that are coming forth, are going to wear a lot of crowns.
Father.
Now, the crowns again are the Kraktos dominion glory exercise. The real crack. The Kraktos. Kraktos is like the dominion in the spirit realm. And these crowns that you wear in the spirit, as a spirit, every spirit in the spirit world can see who you are. And they know your authority by your crowns.
That's right.
So the next crown, Shaka, is the crown of the anointing oil. The crown of the anointing oil is Leviticus 21:12. I've gotten some of my material from Ian Clayton. Praise God for Ian Clayton. Give him credit. A lot of revelation on old Ian and the glory. But Leviticus 21:12, the crown of anointing oil, is neither shall he go out of the sanctuary, nor desecrate or make ceremonially unclean the sanctuary of his God. For the crown or consecration of the anointing oil of his God is upon him, I am the Lord. Leviticus 21:12. Amen.
Amen.
No crying in the glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. You know when you come into the glory? It says in Revelation that He wipes every tear from your eye.
Amen.
When you come into fullness, there's no crying, there's no tears.
Yeah.
I get emails all the time. Don't you mourn for souls? Brother, don't you cry? Ecclesiastes 3 says there's a time and season for every activity under the sun. Aren't you supposed to cry for souls? Don't you pity them and feel bad for them? Maybe like the day you're born again because you're wretched, but my Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength, and it's the goodness, the glory of God that leads people to repentance.
That's right.
That's how they get born again and saved. It's not by weeping and feeling bad and miserable with them. It's by exercising so much joy, so much power, that it just burns up their sadness
Amen.
And they come into the kingdom of light.
Woo! That's it.
You don't ever have to cry again. Let the glory of God burn through your souls, infusing your personality, infusing your emotions, He'll wipe every tear from your eye. Why? Because the Bible says in Revelation you've entered into the kingdom of God. You've entered into the glory where there is no crying. There is in the old covenant. Oh, let's mourn. Let's beat ourselves up. Let's fast and wear sackcloth and ashes. But that was over 2,000 years ago. We've entered the new covenant, which Jesus calls an eternal jubilee. Luke chapter 4.
There you go. There you go.
What is jubilee? Wow. Jubilant, exultant, expressant, powerful joy manifesting continuously. The joy realm of God, the crown of rejoicing, is found in 1 Thessalonians 2:19. For what is our hope, our happiness, or our victor's crown of exultant triumph when we stand in the presence of our Lord Jesus that is coming? Is it not you? The crown of rejoicing, 1 Thessalonians 2:19. This is the crown of might. This is the crown of power.
Yes,
this
Lord.
Is the crown of joy. Woo. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes, Lord.
Do not let any demon steal this crown from you. This one, you exercise spiritual dominion when you wear the crown of joy. You are a holy terror.
That's right.
Bob Jones talks about the holy terrors.
That's right.
Holy terror.
Everyone has the spirit of might,
that's right.
which is joy.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
The crown of rejoicing. 1 Thessalonians 2:19. Now, you want to keep that crown on your head, and you want that to go deeper in your soul. Let it just be, go deep in the soul, deep in the skull, into the bones like oil. The crown of rejoicing. Hallelujah. Get deep in the wine cellar, deep in the joy. Amen. So that no trial, tribulation, or outside circumstance can manipulate you and control you. Hallelujah. That's witchcraft.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The crown of rejoicing is awesome. The next crown is the crown of favor. The crown of favor is Genesis 49, verse 26. Shaka. Shaka is the Hebrew word, have a drink. Shakar is Hebrew for be drunk. It's a commandment, be drunk. Song of Solomon 5:1, shakar.
That's right.
But a lot of times in the Hebrew word it says, have a drink. In the Song of Solomon, have a drink. It's shaka. You saw Song of Solomon 5:1, it's actually shaka, shakar. Shaka, shakar. Have a drink, be drunk. Have a drink, be drunk. Have a drink, be drunk. Song of Solomon 5:1 is literally what it says in the Hebrew. Have a drink, be drunk. Shaka, shaka. You can use that anytime you're feeling blue.
Yeah.
The crown of favor, Genesis 49:26. The blessings of your father on you are greater than the blessings of my forefathers, Abraham and Isaac, on me. And are as lasting as the bounties of the eternal hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him who was consecrated one, and the one separated from his brothers, and the one who is prince among them. Now this crown of favor, hallelujah, is the crown of wealth. Proverbs says that wealth is hidden in favor. Amen? You want this crown of favor? Have you lost? If you don't have favor with man, you're getting demoted in the workplace, demoted in your church, demoted this and that, you're probably a prophet. Getting percy. But it doesn't mean they have to lose any of your crowns. Amen? Praise the Lord. But you want this crown of favor on your head, and you want that going deep, deep, deep into the skull so that you have favor with God first and foremost. You grow in favor with God. It's a supernatural, spiritual exercise of practice dominion. Amen? So when you're possessing the second heavens, you're exercising dominion over all the wealth. Hallelujah. On planet Earth, and the sons of God are beginning to tap into that river that flows through the second heavens. Amen? And glory. It's the crown of wealth. Genesis 49:26. The crown of wealth is the crown of favor. Favor. Favor.
Favor.
Fire. Favor. You want to know what disciples nations? Favor disciples nations. Because there's... Okay, we'll get right into it. Wow, Holy Ghost is awesome. Holy Ghost. There are... Whoa! Ha 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 ha. Favor disciples nations.
Thank you, Lord.
Jason Westerfield says there's three keys to discipling nations. Governmental leadership, economic buying power, and media platforms. Governmental leadership, economic buying power, and media platforms is what disciples nations, how do you get into them? Favor. all of them require favor.
Favor.
This is why the religious demon always comes against your favor, because if he knocks your crown of favor off your head, you can't do anything that actually lasts.
Right.
You can't disciple nations, can't touch your city. It's just like temporary dust, boomba, snort up the nose of Satan. But that's counterfeit. So we want the crown of royalty, which is Esther 2:17. And the king loved Esther more than all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in the sight more than all the maidens. So that he set the royal crown.
The royal crown
on her head and made her queen instead of Ashti. This royal crown, the crown of royalty, is government leadership.
Yes.
I'm in the Senate, I'm in the House of Representatives, I'm the President of the United States of America. You have, as a citizen of heaven, as the King of God, you have the crown of royalty in governmental leadership, like Esther.
Yes,
this is important, because they're coming forth now. Next crown is the crown of justice. The crown of justice is Job 29:14. I put on righteousness and it clothed me, or clothed itself with me. My justice was like a robe and a turban, or a diadem, or a crown.
Yes.
Amen. The crown of justice. Now, the crown of righteousness is vertical. You and Father. The crown of justice is lateral. You and man. If you're ripped off by men, get your crown back. Get that crown of justice on your head. The Lord, your justice, will shine through his divine nature through your soul in a major way. The crown of justice. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my glory. You guys feel that oil? Juicy. Alright. Here we are. Crown of Justice, lateral, Job 29:14. Shaka. Get that crown back on your head. The crown of love. Now, let me talk about one more thing here. If you've lost a crown, there's only two ways you can lose a crown. Only two possible ways. One of them, sin. The other one is bowing to man. Man or sin is the only way you can lose your crowns. Sin is an obvious one. Just repent, go back into the devil's trophy room where the demon took your crown and showed it off amongst all the other devils down in hell below your feet. You go back down there by faith, put it back on your head by faith. Faith is the realm that you operate in the spirit with. You get that crown back on your head, but man, you know, that's a major one. Fear of man is a snare. It will steal your crowns. You will have a roller coaster ride until you repent of the fear of man. Because men will knock your crowns off. If sin can't knock your crown off, a man will. Kick you out of the church, call the cops on you, your family will persecute you. God will use men to knock your crowns off, because if you keep that crown on and it gets a little deeper in your soul, they're done for. All those devils, Psalm 149, are bound in chains and cast into hell permanently, and you're a demon-free zone on the earth, and now your family's set free. Keep your crowns on your head.
Holy.
The crown of love is the next crown, Psalm 103, verse 4. Shaka, shaka. Who redeems your life from the pit and corruption, who beautifies, dignifies, and crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. Amen? Who crowns you with love, crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. Psalm 103, verse 4. You know, Heidi Baker is in Africa raising people from the dead by the power of love. This love is everything. Amen? There's only two attributes in the whole Bible that God says, I am. One of them's love. The other one's wisdom. The crown of love. You know, like Bob Jones says, when you die and go before heaven, they're going to ask you just one thing. Have you learned to love? And you'll be tested the most in your most immediate, you know, relationships, your family and friends. You gotta love them first, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and then to the other ends of the earth. You gotta really take care of your house in love. In love. And what's the love? Love is the glory. John 17 tells us what love is. It's the love and the glory that you had with the Father before the world was. Love is the glory realm. It's a manifestation of Shekinah glory directed toward a person that doesn't deserve it.
Exactly.
Whoa. It's going to illuminate them and bless them and make their life better.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Have you learned the love?
Yes.
The crown of love. Whoa. Psalm 103, verse 4. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The next one's in Proverbs 4, verse 9. The crown of beauty. This one is awesome. I really like this crown. The crown of beauty. Proverbs 4, 9. She shall give to your head a wreath of gracefulness, a crown of beauty.
Wow.
And glory will she deliver to you. What is the crown of beauty? It's the arts. Painting. Akiena has the crown of beauty on her head. It's arts. It's dancing. It's all the artistic stuff. Music. The crown of beauty. Amen. You want this crown on your head. You throw it down to the ground. Demon, go give that to Ozzy Osbourne. Better repent.
Give it to some.
Give it to some rock band. Here you go. And go give it to 50 Cent, and we'll get another gold tooth. Amen. You need your crown back.
You gotta have it back.
The crown of beauty.
Yeah,
Proverbs.
Whoa,
4:9, amen. So make rap music with that crown. Make hip hop. Make rock and roll. Make trance. You know, paint, art, awesome stuff in the crown of beauty. Awesome. And the stuff that's gonna come forth from the crown of beauty, it's gonna be like portals, pictures, photography, you know, videography. That's like a portal. You watch it, and it's so glorious that it's like,
woo!
And you're flying around. The crown of beauty is a good one. Hallelujah.
Man, the crown of beauty is
also
awesome.
Within that crown, functioning supernaturally in it. Like things, like, you know, supernatural stretching. Akiana is extremely supernatural.
It's all supernatural because it's exercised in the spirit realm.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I want that.
Yeah. All crowns are worn in the spirit as a spirit, exercising dominion in the spirit world. Crap to us. Alright, Proverbs 14:18. The crown of knowledge.
Uh-oh.
Crown of knowledge.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Whoa.
Whoa. Knowledge. I like this one. Knowledge.
Proverbs 14:18. The simple acquire folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. Proverbs 14:18. The prudent are crowned with knowledge. Now this crown of knowledge is awesome. I mean, witty inventions are in this crown.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff. Knowledge, knowledge, knowledge. The book rooms of heaven. Supernatural learning of the glory. You know, you want to grow as a spirit in knowledge. One of the seven spirits of God that trains you up, the tutor and governor that trains you up in the sonship. Spirit of knowledge, you start learning a lot of stuff. A lot of glory stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of how-tos. A lot of books. A lot of whatever. A lot of knowledge. You know.
How to translate.
How to translate. How to walk through walls. Different things like that. Bam! Proverbs 14:24 describes the crown of wisdom. The crown of wisdom. Amen? The crown of the wise is their wealth of wisdom. But the foolishness of self-confident fools is nothing but folly. So there we see a crown of folly and a crown of wisdom, you know. You only have one or the other. Amen. So that crown of wisdom is just awesome. It's the actions of God. You know, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? The crown of wisdom is like, that's what you do. Amen. And there's all kinds of stuff to do in the kingdom of God. You're not just sitting around on a lily pad, toking the ghost. You only do that half the time. Naked. Clothed in light. Hallelujah. Amen. But anyway, the crown of wisdom is the action. Amen. It's like just awesome, divine nature, action, action, action. The minute the crown of wisdom is on my head, I got 1,000 churches. Hallelujah. I'm running 50 nations, but it's so simple because I have the crown of wisdom. Hallelujah. Crown of wisdom. The next crown is in Proverbs 17:6. The crown of posterity. No, it's not prosperity. Posterity.
Posterity.
Yeah, prosperity is in the crown of favor. Yeah. Thank you for it, Lord. Yeah, man, this is juicy, huh?
Yeah.
Crowns. What are crowns again? Crowns are the exercise of the divine nature, also known as the names of God, that dominate the spirit world. The divine nature manifesting through your soul in such a mighty degree that you're crowned with awesome authority in the spirit world, and every spirit sees it. Awesome angel power. But there's two more crowns here. I got 15 crowns in the glory. Now 15, look over here on our little glorious number chart, in the glory. 15 means a shepherd's number. Shepherds. Now, Bob Jones says that the real shepherds of God are coming forth and have a real, real love for the body of Christ. Shepherds like Jeremiah. Amen. The crown of posterity is Proverbs 17:6. Children's children are the crown of the old men. And the glory of children is their fathers. So, posterity. Posterity means future generations. Now, this is spiritual, first in the physical, then in the spiritual. So, it's physical and spiritual. It means that, you know, you have grandkids physically, you know, and I'm like a grandkid of Bob Jones, you know, in the spirit.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, it's just wonderful. Posterity, the crown of posterity.
Shaka.
The last crown, which is a very controversial crown, because it's only found in one translation in English. And so I kind of debated with the Holy Spirit. I'm like, all the other crowns, you can find them in every English translation. But this crown is the crown of bliss. And it's only in the MOFAT, and I was talking to the Holy Ghost, I'm like, Lord, is this right? You know, I mean, like, you're giving me this teaching, you're giving me understanding and revelation on these crowns, and we're wearing them, we're exercising spiritual dominion, we're walking it out, and we're seeing the fruit of it out in the world every day. But the crown of bliss, I mean, it's only in one English translation. And he's like, no, there is a crown of bliss. I was like, cool, okay. MOFAT got it. Yeah. The crown of bliss is in Psalms 45, 6, and 7 in the MOFAT translation. Your throne shall stand forevermore. For since your scepter is a scepter just, since right you love and evil you abhor, so God, your God, crowns you with bliss.
Woo!
Above your fellow kings. It's the crown of bliss.
Bliss. What do the other translations call it?
All kinds of other stuff. Not that.
Like a covering of bliss or something weird?
Yeah, you can download it off our website and they do a huge study on it. There's like so much there. I just give you one verse for each crown.
Yeah.
But they're literally like, I'm going to write a 200 page book on these crowns.
Yeah.
The Lord's
yeah.
gave me a lot of revelation on it. But this is like just quick, like put it before you. You know, it's like go after these crowns, get in the spirit, fly around and get your crowns back. And, you know, we put the study guide on there, the PDF to download. So you can just study in the glory. And get tons of revelation and just pop, fireworks.
Yeah.
Pop like popcorn, extreme revelation.
Woo!
In the drunken glory. Alright, now if anybody wants to sow, you want to sow into the King of Glory, you can make your checks out to Red Letter Ministries, or you can just throw it into the popcorn bowl on the table, and we'll just seriously pray over your finances. And when I mean seriously, I mean like drunk. But if anyone wants to sew online through the cyber church, simply just send us a check in the mail. Spell million, M-I-L-L-I-O-N. In the glory.
In the glory.
That'd be good. That'd be normal. That'd be normal kingdom. Send a check through the post. The address is on partner and donate page in glory.
Isn't
there some chips in there?
Oh, Lord bless.
Yeah. We'll get another one.
You get two in the glory. We'll put on an offering song in the glory.
This is a holy.
Out of Eden.